This is the number one point in 12 points on how to raise resources for ministry. And what I want you to do is to realize that there's a hidden root system. And the very first part, number one thing out of the 12 things we're going to talk about is that you include daily time with God in His Word. As a Christian leader, it's vital that you live in union with Christ. The Bible says in Psalms 1 that we're to be like a tree planted by streams of living water which yields its fruit in its season and whose leaf does not wither, and that whatever we do, that it prospers. And so I want you to imagine that every day it's absolutely important for you to be like that tree, drawing up nourishment from Christ, being encouraged by God, because as you're in His Word, He will give you wisdom. He will give you knowledge. He will give you guidance. He will give you comfort. He will give you instruction. He will show you the path that you're to live, the path that you're to walk. And so it's absolutely vital for you to be that kind of person. In my own life's journey, it's been 30 years now that I've spent every single day of my life in God's Word. When I open up my eyes in the morning, I turn to God's Word. When I go to bed at night, I read God's Word with my wife. And every morning and every night, we are people that have just said, Lord, we're dependent upon You. We need You to guide us and to lead us and to show us Your way. And you know what? When you do that, when you live that kind of life, the overflow is God's provision, God's direction, and it's a very exciting way to live. And so I encourage you, the very first thing you must do is be a person that includes time in God's Word every day of your life, every day of your ministry, and you'll be blessed for doing it.